All right, 5 seconds have been played. Borden County is getting set to kick off to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs going to receive the opening kickoff. If you're in the stands, it would be on the right side of the field. Borden County putting the ball in the middle of the field, looking like they're going to kick it deep. Good rainy day tonight. A little bit of wind blowing from the left side of the field to the right side. So with the kickoff for the Coyotes. Waiting for the referee to get his whistle, and we will start. Bulldogs going to send Pena back deep. In front of Pena is going to be Hernandez and Juarez. And in the front line, a line out with Bishop, Castillo, and Forey. Still waiting for signal from the official before we start. So, good rainy day here in San. Great playoff weather is what you want. Cold, rainy, playing deep into November. Looking for the Bulldogs to pull off a little bit of an upset here. I wonder if there's a vehicle with their lights on or something. Yeah, there's one over there, but it's like on the other side. Borden County running back to their sideline while we're waiting for this. There we go. All right, waiting for the down markers. They're here. All right, Coyotes have the ball. They've got the signal from the referee, putting it on the tee, and we're about to begin some playoff football for the Iowa Bulldogs. All right, get set, ready to kick. There's the run and kick. It's going to be a high kick, short, picked up by Pena at the 10-yard line. Pena takes off. Now he's down at the 20, still on his feet, powers his way through, still busts through a couple tackles, still on his feet. Coyotes unable to take one down. Instead, they're going to push him out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. So it's going to set up a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from around the 27 of the Bulldogs. So Ira's going to take over on the right side of the field. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Bulldog's going to come out in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in that order. Hernandez under center, Pena the deep man. There's the set. Hernandez rolls out looking to throw the ball. He's got an open Forey downfield. Tosses it deep. Just through the hands of Forey. It was there, a little bit underthrown by Hernandez, but right through the hands on a wet day. Bulldogs come out and surprise the Coyotes. Think the Bulldogs are going to run the sweep out of the eye. Instead, Hernandez drops back. Beautiful pass. Just incomplete. That's going to set up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 27-yard line. Oh, I'm sorry, 28. Bulldogs get set. Going to come out in the same formation, same personnel. There's a snap pitch to Pena. You're running on the near side. Pena hides behind a few defenders, runs his way forward before he's finally brought back. Gains about 2-3 yards on the carry. Gets all the way up to the Bulldog 31-yard line. So that'll set up a third and about 3rd and 11. Bulldogs come out in the eye, same formation, same personnel. There's the snap, pitch back to Pena. Pena being pursued by several Coyotes, runs forward. Ball comes out, picked up by Castillo, gets the ball, is able to run it forward. Looks like the Bulldogs might have been trying to pass out of that formation, pitched it back to Pena. When Jeremy was tackled, the ball came out, picked up by Castillo. Castillo was able to run it all the way up to the 36-yard line of the Coyotes. So it's going to set up a fourth and about There's a snap. Bulldogs. Pena in the backfield. Turn around there. He's going to toss it short. It's going to be caught by Juarez. Up for a first down and some. So first down Bulldogs on the scramble play. So, first down for the Bulldogs is a pass from Pena caught by Juarez. Gets the ball all the way out to the Sands 35-yard line, so flips the field. It's going to be a first and 15 for Ira. Bulldogs get set in the I formation again. Hernandez under center, then Castillo Pena. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball, tosses out wide, just outside the hands of Pena. Incomplete pass. Just a little screen. The Bulldogs trying to run with Pena a little bit ahead of him. Falls incomplete. So it's going to set up a second and 15 from the from the Borden County 35-yard line. Bulldogs in a slightly different formation. They're going to have one to the far side, one to the backfield. Hernandez gets it. Shovels it to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. And it's going to be intercepted by Borden County at the 10-yard line. That play just kind of fell apart in the backfield. Pena tried to make something happen, just didn't get enough under the ball. Intercepted by the Coyotes, but he was brought out immediately by Forey, the senior. So it'll end up being Coyote ball, first and 15 from, looks like the 10-ish yard line, maybe 11. The dominant dog defense gets set. Coyotes have two in the backfield in the shotgun. There's that pitch back to the running back. He's going to run on the far side of the field. With a flag down, Coyotes still on his feet. He's going to run all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. But there's a flag down. We'll see what's called. Right in the area where Herbert would be called. I think it's going to get back up and right in the area where Holden would be on that sweep that the Coyotes ran. We'll see once the white hat signals it. They're going to give the touchdown to Borden County. Now that Goodman's going out to talk to you about that. So instead of a penalty on Borden County and bringing it back, which is what Borden County thought they walked back, it's going to be a touchdown for the Coyotes. Now the score is 6-0. Bulldogs trailing the Coyotes with 7:33 left in the first quarter, and the Coyotes are getting ready for the 2-point field goal. Bulldogs get set. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is blocked by the Bulldogs special teams unit. I mean, the Cowbells get picked up perfect in these above everything else. So, after the missed field goal, the score's going to stay 6-0 with 7:33 left in the first quarter.
McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of Ira Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the field, from on the playing field to the classroom. Ask McCowan Photography. I take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and I'm a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. First Church of God. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a family traditional county church. We are located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the school and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church.
All right. Thank you, Grayson. So Coyotes going to kick off to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trailing 6-0 with 7:33 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs going to receive it on the right side of the field and Centena back to deep. Coyotes going to try and short kind of squibby kick. It's picked up by Pena at the 15. Now he's to the 20. Still had now going to fall at the 25-yard line. Unless he tripped up or something. Nobody was there to tackle him. So Bulldogs going to have decent field position. It'll be first and 15 from the 25.
There is a flag.
Grayson doesn't see it. It's going to be offside on the Coyote. The Bulldogs can take the ball 5 yards up. So it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 30 instead of the 25. The Bulldogs going to get set. Hernandez is going to be under center. They're going to send one receiver to the near side, but tight end. Well, no, one receiver to the far side, but tight end. And then Pena in the backfield. There's the snap. Ball falls out. Hernandez gets it, picks it to Pena. So the ball was snatched to Pena under center. He bobbled it, or Hernandez under center. He bobbled it, and they're going to say he was on one knee when he picked it back up. So they're going to call it down. So the Bulldogs are going to lose 1 yard on the carry. That'll be a second and 16 for Ira now coming from the 29-yard line. Bulldogs break the huddle. 6:43 left in the first quarter. Ira trailing 6-0, but has the ball in driving. Same formation. There's a snap. Pitch back to Pena. Pena scrambling down the field. Throws it to Juarez. It's going to be complete. Dimitri still on his feet, powering his way through to the defender. They finally push him out of bounds. It's going to be a gain of about 5-6 yards for the Bulldogs. Set up a third and 10-ish.
Close enough.
Man, not my strong suit. I'm not going to pretend like it is. Third and a two-thirds. You're looking at the six. The ball's going to be at the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. So big third down play here for Ira. There's a snap. Hits back to Pena. Pena running on the near side. Powers his way through one defender, but he's going to be dragged down by two. Loss of a couple yards, maybe one. They're going to give him a loss of 2 yards on the carry. Now it's going to set up a fourth at about 11 or 12. So a big fourth down for Ira. Offensively, so far, the Bulldogs have done decent, able to get chunk yards against the Borden County defense. Just a couple of errors, an interception early on, and a fumble. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball, drops back, looking to throw it. He's got an open Corey down deep. Corey dives forward. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. There's two defenders on him. They're not going to throw a flag, so it's going to be a turnover on down. He was there. That's the second time the Bulldogs have thrown deep to Corey. They must have seen something that they like on the film. And both times it's been there, just he hadn't come down with the ball. So now the Bulldog defense is going to take over. They're going to be at their own 34-yard line. So we had first and 15 for the Coyotes from the Bulldog 34. Coyotes going to be in the shotgun. There's the snap. Quarterback rolls out to the far side, looking to throw it. He tosses it deep. And it's going to be incomplete over the head of his intended receiver. Incomplete. So good defense by the Bulldogs there. Quarterback threw it just over the head of his receiver. So it set up a second and 15 for the Coyotes from the Bulldogs 34-yard line. 4:58 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-0. Looking to make something happen on defense here. Coyotes gets that in the same formation. There's a snap pitch to the running back running on the near side. Hit by several Bulldogs. That was a flag, I think.
gain of about 10 yards. But I thought I saw a flag. Maybe I didn't. Hope I did. It's going to be a holding on the Coyotes. It's going to march him back.
The orange tape threw me off. I saw the tape on the kid's screen. I thought that might have been the flag that I saw. But look, the Canary landed, and it's going to back the Coyotes up about 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. So now it's going to be a second and 20 for the Coyotes from their own 35-yard line. They get set two in the backfield in the shotgun. There's a snap. Hand off to the running back who takes it up the middle. Hit by several Bulldogs. It's going to be Pena who brings him down after a gain of about 5.
4:30 left in the first quarter and counting. Irish trailing 0-6 to force the Coyotes into a third and about 14 and a half. Coyotes have a big, strong running back in the backfield. It looks like that's what they want to do on offense, just get him the ball and let him run. But Jaron put a level on him on the last play, and now Coyotes get set under center. They're going to hand the ball off to a different running back. Hit by Warrior. So now it's going to be a fourth and about 10 for the Coyotes. Ball's going to be set at the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. The first down marker is at the 20.
35.
35? Oh, 30. All right, Coyotes get set. They're going under center, two in the back of the line. There's a set, hits to the big truck. Gets the ball out, gets the downfield to throw. He passes to deep, pull out the team. He's going to get the game in place. Castillo with the deflection there. So the Bulldogs force a four and out on the Coyotes. Great job by the dominant dog defense to step up. The last series out, they had a touchdown run on them right off the bat, and this time they stood their ground, showed some teeth, and a little bit of fight. And so now the Iowa Bulldogs are going to take over on offense. It'll be first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye. It's Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, hands it off to Pena right up the middle. Pena bounces around. He's going to gain about 5 yards. He's finally brought down. Jaron gained a gain of about 6-7 yards on the carry, so it's going to set up a second and what looks like 9. Jaron's just lowering his shoulder pads, getting under the Morgan County defenders, and they're having trouble bringing him down. We've seen all year long that he's a powerful runner. He's just not the tallest. Using it to his advantage tonight. Bulldogs going to come out in the I formation again. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Hernandez hits the ball, rolls out to the far side, looking down to the throw. It's being chased by several Hernandez throws a dart down the field as he's being brought down. It was caught by Bishop. And so to set up the Bulldogs with a third and about 3. Sorry, those cowbells hit these mics perfect, and I can't hear myself, so we'll have to figure it out as we go. So it's going to be a third and 3 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at the Iowa 38-yard line. Sorry, at the Borden County 38-yard line. 2 minutes left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 6-0. Get set in the eye. There's a snap. Hand up underneath to Jaron. Jaron's going to power it. They're going for it. It's just nothing. They start going. So it looked like a clear first down to me, but they're going to mark it about an inch short on the carry. Yeah, Jaron's mom has the video of the run, so if the referees would like to see it, looks like they're going to bring it out to measure. To me, on the carry, it looks pretty clear, but the spot is right at the 35-yard line. The nose of it is on the 35, and the butt is pointed towards midfield. So they're going to bring out the chain to measure it. Drag it and stretch it. First down, Bulldog. In what is universally known as the most accurate way to measure something, the Bulldogs are going to get a first down on the big carry by Jaron, so it'll be a first and 15 for Ira, coming from the Borden County 35-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye, same formation, same personnel, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap pitch to Pena, running on the near side. Pena trying to find a hole to go through, and he's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. The Coyote defender just steals the edge, didn't get Jaron anywhere to go, so he's going to lose about a yard on that carry. Set up a second and 16 for the Bulldogs, coming from the Borden County 36-yard line. Same formation, same personnel. Bulldogs in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena, with Hernandez under center. There's a snap pitch to the far side. Pena to the far side. Pena punches his way through the line of scrimmage. Gains about 5-6-7 yards on the carry. That'll set up a third and about 10, and it's going to be a timeout. Coyote. So, with 32.1 seconds left in the first quarter, the Bulldogs are trailing the Coyotes 6-0, but are going to be faced with a third and 10 when they get back.
Matter Chamber of Commerce. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Sacred Steel Senior Home. Proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. My locally owned Bell Sacred Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn. All day buffet, pizza, pasta, pizza and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Matter Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location.
Thank you, Grayson. Keegan's wanting some face time now, but we're not going to give that to him. It's going to be a third and 10 for the Bulldogs. It's going to be set at the Iowa 30-yard line as they get set in the eye again. There's the set. In fact, Manion looking down to the throw. He's going to pop it short over the head of Forey, the intended receiver. So now it's going to be about a fourth and 10 for the Bulldogs. 26.1 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs faced with a fourth and 10 from the Borden County 30-yard line. All right, I'm going to get set in a different formation, sending two receivers to the far side. I put Juarez up on the line of scrimmage, sort of, and then two in the backfield. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball. Puts back deep. Hernandez got the ball, dropped back deep. It was thrown short to the intended receiver, went over his head, and it'll be a turnover on down. With that missed pass play, it'll be Borden County ball, first and 15 for the Coyotes from their own 30-yard line, 20.5 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 0-6, looking for the dominant dog defense to show their teeth here again. Borden County gets set under center, gets the ball, pitches it back to the running back. Running back takes off down the middle of the field. On the far side, still on his feet. I don't see any flags. It'll be a touchdown, Borden County. Just a, looks like a dive underneath, and then the running back was able to pop it to the far side, and it's just fast, and so once he got ahead, there was no catching him, so it'll be Borden County getting set for a two-point field goal. Bulldogs trailing 12-6 with 10.6 seconds left in the first quarter. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's hit. It hit the top of the post and is no good. So the score is going to stay 12-0, Ira trailing the Borden County Coyotes.
Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you, Grayson. We'll pause it there. 10.2 left in the first quarter after this field goal. Both teams still in the huddle. Bulldogs get some lucky breaks there with the Coyotes not able to make both of their field goals. So Bulldog offense has done decent so far tonight, just not been able to punch it in. They've moved it up and down the field. One interception on the opening drive is what led to the first touchdown by the Coyotes. But Bulldogs playing hard and definitely still in this game. All right, Bulldogs going to send Pena back deep with Juarez and Hernandez be the middleman, and it's going to be Bishop, Castillo, and Corey on the front line. Borden County getting ready for the kickoff. Here's the run, and it's going to be an end-over-end kickoff picked up by Hernandez on the far side at the 30-yard line. Hernandez powers his way forward to about the 33-34. Let's see exactly where they spot it. It's going to be at the 33, yeah, we'll give it to the 34-yard line for the Bulldogs. So first and 15 for Ira. 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 12-0. Looking for a score here to get on the board and get some momentum. Bulldogs get set in the eye. Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it to the far side of Pena. Jaron Powers is way forward for a gain of about 2-3 yards. They're going to stop him after a gain of maybe 1 or 2, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So after one, Bulldogs trailing the Coyotes 12-0, and will be faced with a 2nd and 14 when they come back.
Welcome to Keegan's Corner. This is
Evan to the West. Yeah. Yeah. McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from the playing fields to the classroom. S. McCowan Photography. I take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and I'm a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. First Church of God. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We are located next to Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God, loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church.
Thank you, Grayson. Bulldogs going to be faced with a 2nd and about 14 as they flip the field. Now they'll be on the left side going towards the right side. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 24-yard line. What's up with the sticks? The sticks are set at a 1st and 20-something. Oh, we had holdings. All right, 1st and 25. There's a set. Pitch back to Pena. Pena looking down the field. Throw it. He's going to toss it deep to Forey. Good defense by the Coyotes there to deflect the pass. To the fall incomplete. There was a holding on one of the previous plays. It'll be a 1st and 25 for the Bulldogs. Incomplete pass. Now it'll be a 2nd and 25. Good pass and catch, just the defender is able to get his hand up and deflect the ball.
Seems to not that they've had Forey double covered all night, so.
Yeah, Forey's tall, and they've run that deep poster fade to him multiple times. They have 13 under. They see something they like, but they just haven't quite been able to connect like they want to. two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball this time, tosses it short to Forey, and it hits his chest and falls incomplete. So now it's going to be a third and 25 for the Bulldogs from their own 24-yard line. That one was just one of those short passes. Maybe had a little bit too much zing, but just hit you right square between the numbers. And those are harder to catch than you think. Put Bulldogs face with a third and 24. 9:47 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-0. As he gets play called in, gets set in the huddle. Now they break the huddle to go to the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs get set under center. There's a snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looking downfield to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep to Bishop. It's going to be caught by Bishop. Here he comes. Got the ball. Borden County defender underran Derrick. Derrick was able to pluck the ball up. This was a jump ball, 50-50. He went up and got it. Was able to run forward, so it's going to be a first down.
There is a flag.
Oh, you kidding. So Sidman's talking to the white hat. The flag is going to be on the Bulldogs, which is going to bring it back. That was a great catch by Jared. Still some momentum building up for the Bulldogs, but it's going to march them back another 10 yards. So it's going to set up a third and about 34. Coach Goodwin still talking to the white hat, trying to understand it. Clearly frustrated by the call. You get, was it a hold? They haven't signaled it. Oh, legal block. Legal block by the Bulldogs. So now it's going to back the Bulldogs up even more. They're going to come from their own 12-yard line. It's going to be a third and, I mean, a long ways. The first down marker is Borden County 32. So looking at a third and 35. Bulldogs come out of the huddle, get set in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hernandez drops back, looking to throw the ball, scrambling on his feet. He's going to toss it short to Castillo. Castillo's got the ball, powers his way forward. Gains about 5-6 on the catch. Castillo was just a dump-off man. Great job catching it and running it forward. It's going to be a fourth and a while. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 19. Fourth and a long. Bulldogs get that three in the backfield, shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap. Hernandez, or Juarez gets it. Juarez punts the ball. Great punt by Demetri. Ball rolls to the 17-yard line for Borden County. Borden County picks the ball up, runs to the far side. It's going to be no tackle. Tackled by several Bulldogs at about the Borden County 30-yard line. So it'll set up a first and 15 for the Coyotes from the 31. It looks like it's they're going to place the ball. 8:41 left in the half. Ira trailing the Borden County Coyotes 12-0. Dominant dog defense lines up against Coyote offense. Coyotes in three in the backfield in the shotgun. There's the snap. Coyotes get the ball, hands off to the running back. He's running to the near side. Still on his feet. Going to finally be tripped up and tackled by Hernandez. He's going to gain about 16 on the carry, so it'll be a first down Coyotes. Ran the ball all the way up to the 34, 33-yard line of the Bulldogs. Three in the back, go for the Coyotes again. First and 15, Coyotes adjusting the play or doing something. There's a set into the running back who's coming to the near side. He's going to have enough for a gain at about 11, 12 on the carry. They're going to say he gained about 10, so it's going to set up a second and 5 for the Coyotes. Ball's going to be set at the 23-yard line of Borden County. 7:55 left in the half and counting. Ira trailing 12-0, looking for some defensive magic and stoppage here. Borden County breaks the huddle, gets set under center. There's a set. Quarterback drops back, looking to throw the ball. Incomplete. Daniel with a great defense on like the ball, it's going to fall incomplete, no good. So that'll set up a third and about 5 for the Coyotes. Tried to sneak a pass in on the Bulldogs, Pena with the defense. Pena is playing safety tonight and running back, so he's going to be all over the field, and he has been so far. Third and 5 for the Coyotes. They get set under center. There's the running back running to the middle of the field. He's going to power his way through the line and get into the end zone for a touchdown, Borden County. So that'll put the score 18-0 with 7:22 left in the half. Ira trailing the Coyotes as the Coyotes get ready for a two-point field goal. The Coyotes have yet to make a field goal, tonight at least. See if the Bulldogs can keep that streak on. There's a snap. The hold kick. The ball is up. And it's going to just creep over the field goal post for a completion. So that'll put the score 20-0. Borden County leading Ira with 7:22 left in the half.
Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home. Proud sponsor of Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn, all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, pizza, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipes and rods available at Snyder, Anson, Bixby, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing.
All right, thanks, Grayson. Looking at some scores from around, Westbrook played Rankin last night and defeated the Red Devils 72-22. That was who won our district. Then we'll talk a few other games. Lorraine's leading Paint Rock 36-0, and Jake and Cole have a report on their scores yet. So we'll keep you in the loop. Kyle gets set to kick the ball. They kick it right up the middle to Castillo. Just a short end over end kick. Castillo grabs it and is brought down at the 34-yard line of the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs will take over. Down 20-0. The Bulldogs will kick at half. So looking to either score quickly or drive a long drive and finish with a touchdown right at half. Ira gets set. Hernandez under center. Pena is going to be the lone man back deep. And there's a snap pushback. Pena looking down the field, trying to throw it. He's going to toss it, and it's going to be over the head of Juarez. Incomplete. Incomplete by the Bulldogs. It'll put up a second and 15 for Ira.
It was there. Just a hit Juarez's hands. He's covered by a defender. Just unfortunate for the Bulldogs. Not coming over the catch there.
Second and 15. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 34-yard line. Bulldogs get set same formation. There's a snap pitch to Pena. Pena looking to run the ball on the near side. Now he's going to cut it up, dive forward, gains about 2 yards on the carry.
Maybe four.
Yeah. That's not great.
Gain of four for the Bulldogs. That'll set up a third and 11.
Oh, there it is. I couldn't see the ball because of his head. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 37-yard line on the near hash mark. Bulldogs face with a third and 14, 6:30 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs trailing 20-0.
Ira breaks the huddle, same formation. Hernandez under center to Pena, the lone man back. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena hit immediately, pushed that defender away, still on his feet and powered his way through about three Morgan County defenders before he was pushed out of bounds. So looks like he's going to say he got up to about the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a 4th and 11 for the Bulldogs with 6:09 left in the half. Bulldogs get set. This time they're going to be in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. Hernandez under center. There's a snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. Has several Borden County Coyotes coming on him. He throws the ball across the field to Bishop. Bishop runs forward. It's going to fall incomplete. He was open, just threw the hands a little bit short on the throw. But be a turnover on down by the Bulldogs.
Kind of looked like Jeremiah lost grip on the ball and kind of looked like an onside throw to me.
A little bit of a duck.
Well, either way, it'll be first down for the Coyotes from the Bulldogs' 33-yard line. 6 minutes left in the half as the Coyotes get set under center. There's a snap. Running back gets it running to the far side. Being pursued by several Bulldogs and finally going to be brought down. A late flag comes in. Should be a holding on Borden County, so that'll back them up. So it was a gain of, oh, maybe three yards. And instead, it's going to back the Coyotes up 10. So instead of a second and about 8, second and about 13, it'll be a first and looks like maybe 21, 22. 5:51 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 0-20, and the Coyotes have the ball. Coyotes are in the shotgun. There's a snap. Get the ball. Pitch to the running back. Running back runs right up the middle. It's hit by several Bulldogs. Can't tell exactly who's in on the bottom of that pile. I think it was Campbell who grabbed the foot of the running back. Gained maybe 2 yards. So that'll be a second and about 20 for the Coyotes now. Great play by the senior Campbell to grab the foot of that big old running back and wait for the cavalry to get there and they'll bring him down. 5:15 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs trailing 20-0. Kyle gets that under center. There's the snap. Quarterback drops back looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to dump it short. It's going to be outside the hands of his intended receiver. Incomplete. Good for the Bulldogs. There wasn't a defender around him. So just a little bit wide by the Coyotes. Lucky break for the Bulldogs. Now it's going to be a 3rd and 20. Dominant dive defense has forced the Coyotes into a 3rd and long situation. 5:01 left in the half. The Bulldogs trailing 20-0. Looking to do something here on defense. There's that pitch to the running back. Going right up the middle. Still on his feet. Now he's got two Bulldogs going to bring him down after a gain of about 7 or 8. So the running back runs the ball all the way up to the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs, but it's going to be a 4th and about 12. So big 4th down stop here for the Bulldogs, looking to get some momentum at the about halfway point, but past halfway through the second quarter. puts the tie up to a fourth and about 12. Kyle's in the shotgun. There's a snap to the running back. Running back now looks to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. And it's be incomplete, just in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. And so it'll be a turnover on downs. The Dominant Dog defense does their job there. Now the Bulldog offense looking to get something going. They've been able to move the ball up and down, but just tend to or have stalled out tonight at various points on the field. Looking to get a good drive put together here and cap it off with a touchdown and get back in this game. Bulldogs currently trailing 20-0 with 4:14 left in the half. Bulldogs going to come out in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. Hernandez going to be under center. There's a snap, hand off to Pena, running underneath. Now he bounces it outside to the near side, still on his feet. Powers his way forward for a gain of about 2 yards. So it's going to be a second and we'll call it 13. 3:50 left in the half. And counting, Bulldogs have the ball at their own 36-yard line. Coach Goodwin gets the play, sends it in with Hernandez. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, rolls out to the near side, looking downfield. Now he's going to toss it. He's got Juarez there, but it's going to be deflected by the Morgan County defender. The Bulldogs clearly see something they like on those deep passes. They throw more tonight the deep way than they typically do. They just haven't been able to connect on one. So that's going to set up a third and 13 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 36-yard line of Ira. 3:19 left in the half, and the clock will stop because of the incomplete pass. Bulldogs trailing 20-0. Bulldogs come out in a different formation. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball. Going to toss it short, but it's going to be incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
Yeah, it hit the head of the Borden County receiver, the defender, went back and hit Dimitri. Ball's incomplete, so no harm, no foul, but it's going to be a fourth, and because we're the Iowa broadcast, we'll say 13. It's probably close to fourth and 14. So again, the Bulldogs have had opportunities, just haven't been able to capitalize yet so far, looking for something to happen here. Pretty chilly night. The rain looks like it stopped. It hasn't rained. We're inside. And Coach Goodwinson, a call, a timeout. So at the timeout, Bulldogs trailing the Coyotes 20-0 with 3:14 left in the half.
Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from the field, from the playing field to the classroom. S. McCowan Photography. I take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and I'm a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters.
All right, Bulldogs faced with a fourth and long, fourth at about 14, 3:20 left in the half, trailing Borden County 20-0. Ball is at the Bulldogs 36-yard line, right in between the hash marks, so Bulldogs break the huddle. Run up to the line of scrimmage, and we'll see what they're going to come out in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in that order. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball, rolls to the near side, tosses it complete to Bishop. Bishop dives forward, but it doesn't look like it's going to be enough for a first down.
So it'll be a turnover on down. Bishop able to recoup about 10 of the 14 yards that he needed. So Borden County will take over at the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line. Oh, there's an illegal block on the Bulldogs. It's declined, so it'll still be a turnover on down. Coach Goodman talking about White Hat about something. There's not replay in Tristan at this point in the season, so nothing's going to get overturned here, but Coach Goodman had a good conversation with the referee. Clearly not pleased with, I would guess, that call of the illegal block. So the dominant Dodge defense is going to take over. The Coyotes will have the ball at their own 35-yard line. 3:07 left in the half. Coyotes leading 20-0. All right, there's the whistle. Coyotes going to get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a reverse by the Coyotes. Pena didn't buy it and was able to lay a pop on the running back coming on the near side. It's a great play by the Bulldogs. Great hit there by Pena. They gain, Coyotes gain about 4 yards on the carry. It'll set up a second and 11. I'm sorry, second and 13. We'll go with that. Good discipline defense there by the Bulldogs to not buy it on the reverse. Stay in your lane. Coyotes can come out in shotgun. There's a snap pitch to the running back running to the far side. Still on his feet. Hit by Castillo, and he's going to take Pena and Hernandez running over to finally bring him down. It'll be enough for a first down for the Coyotes. So first down for Borden County. Now they've got the ball at the Bulldog 28-yard line. Borden County in the shotgun, shuffling the formation a little bit. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it, pitches it to the running back running on the near side. Powers his way through. He's going to be brought down by Pena and Castillo. Gains about 10 yards.
Big flag.
Yeah.
I'll start on the Coyotes. Which one's this? Illegal? I don't know them.
False start.
Yeah, illegal formation. Illegal formation. There was only one guy on the line.
That'll back Coyotes up some, so that'll be a third and about 25 for Borden County from the Bulldogs 35-yard line. Coyotes going to get in the shotgun. Referee's going to blow. Blow the plate dead. Back the ball up on the Bulldogs 1 yard. So it's at the Bulldogs 36-yard line, or 34-yard line now, sorry. So second and about 15, second and 17. Looks like second and about 20 for the Coyotes. There's a snap. Gordon kind of gets the ball. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Wade Campbell, or as I call it, waiter chip, Campbell there, just a misplay by the Borden County Coyotes. They had three guys in the backfield. Looked like he kind of got snapped to the wrong guy.
Turned around.
and tried to pitch it to his whoever, and it didn't work. Wade was right there, jumped on the ball. Wade, turnover up by the Bulldogs. Not on down, turnover by the Bulldogs. The senior, Wade Campbell, gets a fumble return. Now Ira's going to come out in the eye. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep to Bishop, and it's going to be intercepted by Borden County. Borden County still on their feet, going to be pushed out of bounds around the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. Don't see any flags. The ball just slightly underthrown to Bishop. The senior, or the safety, was able to run up and pick it off. So now it's going to be a first down at Borden County. The ball's going to be set at the Ira 35-yard line. 1:34 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 20-0. Borden County gets set under center. There's a snap. Quarterback drops back looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it short, incomplete. Great defense by Juarez on the intended receiver. Ball was also just a little bit ahead of him, so falls incomplete. Now it'll be a second and 15 for the Coyotes with 1:29 left. So half. Borden County gets set. We're going to be in the shotgun. There's a snap. Pitchback looking to throw the ball downfield, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Now they're going to dump it off short. It's going to fall incomplete. Again, another lucky break for the Bulldogs. The dump-off man was not covered. There was no one on it, but ball just in and out of his hands. Incomplete. So that'll set up a third and 15 for the Wildcats with 1:22 left in.
Coyotes,
whatever, Keith.
It looks like the rain has picked up here, too, so.
Maybe that's the reason for some of these dropped passes. It's going to be a shotgun snap for the Coyotes. There's a snap pitch back to the running back running on the far side. Still on his feet, finally hit by several, and there's a flag that comes in the middle of the pile. See what they're going to call there. It's an odd place for a flag. And I couldn't see which Bulldog had the running back by the feet, and then several other Bulldogs came in to bring him down, and that's right where the flag was thrown. It's going to be a holding on the Coyotes. So it would have been a fourth and about two, a fourth and about four. Instead, Coach Goodwin's going to opt to back the Coyotes up. Actually, Coach Goodwin wants to talk to the White Hat first. So it's going to be a third and about 15, a little bit longer than 15, but not quite a 16. There's a set. Pitch to the running back running on the near side. Hit by several Bulldogs. Going to be brought down after a little gain. Gains maybe four or five on the carry. It's going to be about a fourth and 11 for the Coyotes now. Ball is set at the Bulldog 36-yard line. 46 seconds left in the half and counting. Bulldogs are down 20-0. Coyotes taking some time getting the play in, letting time run off of the clock. Looking to the sideline, looks like they're going to call a timeout. So, with 27 seconds left in the half, Borden County leading the Bulldogs 20-0 and faced with a fourth and 10.
First Church of God. Our First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We are located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Cypress Hill Funeral Home, proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Cypress Hill Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs!
All right. Out.
All right, out of the timeout. Bulldogs getting set. Gray, 4th and 10. Stands. There's the snap. Coyotes get the ball. Pitch it to the running back. He's thrown out, being pursued by several Bulldogs. They toss it deep. They've got a wide open receiver in the end zone. And it's going to be caught for a touchdown. Coyotes.
Just a breakdown in coverage by the Bulldogs there. A deep throw. It was high. Plenty of time if you had a defender there to get under it, but there was nobody for the Bulldogs there. So just a touchdown for Borden County. That puts the score 26-0 as the Coyotes get set to kick a 2-point field goal. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. No good, too far to the far side. So the score will remain 26-0 with 18.8 seconds left in the half.
Pizza in. All day buffet, pizza, pasta, pizza, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Thank you, Grayson. Score is 26-0 with 18 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Coyotes. Bulldogs getting set for a return here. The Coyotes have kicked it deep. They kicked it medium. They kicked it short. We'll see what they try to do here. They're going to kick it deep, but it's going to fall out of bounds around the 20-yard line. So I would bet the Bulldogs will just take the ball and not do a re-kick. Yep, so it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 30-yard line. No time. So 14.7 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 26-0. Have time here, realistically, for one, maybe two plays if it goes fast. Bulldogs get set in shotgun. Hernandez and then Pena behind him. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Pena. Pena looking downfield, trying to throw, still scrambling around in the backfield. Now it's just going to trip and fall. Remember all that rain that's been going and we're on a grass field. Just Pena's foot slipped on the grass. So that will be it for halftime. The Bulldogs are going to go into halftime trailing against the Coyotes 26-0. Grayson, I'll be back with you here after halftime.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Come by dad.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Come by dad. Come by dad.
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with
Ben Moore here with you live from Sam's. Bulldogs trailing the Coyotes 26-0, but there's an issue with the scoreboard, so they're trying to get it quartered out real quick. So we haven't forgot about you. We're here. It just may take a little bit longer to get back out of halftime. So stay warm, stay toasty. If you're listening, we'll be back here in a bit.
Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
All right, back here with you. Referee just blowing the whistle. Scoreboard's back up and going. Bulldogs trailing 26-0 at the start of the third quarter. Bulldogs going to kick to the Coyotes. And there's the kick for the Bulldogs. It's going to be the end over end onside kick. Ball up in the air. Bulldogs receive it. Hewer still has the ball. He's on his feet. Huge play for Iowa. We can't make sure there's no play. I don't see any. We're getting a little end over end kick. The Bulldogs came out surprised and popped it straight up. Juarez got it, was able to run the ball. Gets all the way down to the Coyotes. They're going to say, he steps out of bounds at the 35. So it's going to be Ira ball. Great play there for the Bulldogs. Coming out of the half, showing some life. They're not just going to lay down and give this one away. Trailing 26-0. Huge special team turnover there. Great kick by Castillo. He's done that all year long. Bulldogs get set in the eye. Hernando Juarez Pena. There's the set, hand off the chain, running on the near side. He's got a hole and some. Powers his way forward for a gain of about 10 yards. Got picked up a little bit more.
He almost broke free right there.
Sorry, say that again.
He almost broke free right there.
Yeah, he just barely shoelaced tackle on him and kept him from getting more. So it'll be a second and about 5.
Thank you.
Second and 5 for the Bulldogs. Ball is set on the Borden County 25-yard line. Bulldogs in the eye. Now they motion Juarez out. There's a set pitch to Payne. You're running on the near side. Payne, you got a power replay forward for close to a first down. They're going to spot at about a yard short. So it'll set up a third. Oh, sorry. 2 yards short. Set up a third and 2. Ball was at the Coyotes 22-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye again. It's going to be an offside by the Bulldogs. Back them up 5 yards. So it'll be a third and 7 now for Ira. Ball is going to be set at the Coyotes 27-yard line. Coach Goodwin sending the play in. 8:36 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs get set in the eye. Motion Juarez to the near side. There's a snap pitch to Pena. Pena running to the near side. Now he cuts it back to the inside. It's going to be brought down. Gains maybe a yard or two on the carry. Sets up a, what's going to be a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. For 4th and 6 for Ira, ball is at the 26-yard line of the Coyotes. 7:55 in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 26-0, but looking to make something happen on this 4th down play. Ira breaks the huddle, runs up in the eye. Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Pena. Pena looking downfield. Ball flies out of Pena's head, and he was tackled, looked like by the space mask of the helmet, but no flags come out, so it's going to be a, I don't see any flags, there might be one. I got to say intentional grounding. Yep. So they're going to call it intentional grounding there. Jaren tried to throw the ball, it just slipped out of his hands right when he was moving forward. The crowd upset because he was tackled by what looked like his head. It'll be a turnover on downs. Borden County is going to take over. It'll be 1st and 15 for the Coyotes from their own 35-yard line. Coyotes get set under center. There's in the shotgun. There's a snap pitch to the running back going on the far side. The ball's out. Ball's out. Bulldogs dive on top of it. They're going to recover.
There is a flag, though.
That's the senior, Clay Campbell, his second couple recovery. There is a flag down. We'll see what they call. Holding on the Coyotes, so we'll decline that. Got my coat back. So, great play by the senior, Swade, who was able to, I didn't see which Bulldog knocked the ball out of the hands of the running back, but Campbell was able to dive on the ball, his second fumble recovery of the game so far. So now it's Bulldog ball, 1st and 15 from the 40. There's a snap out of the eye. Pena gets it, runs up the middle. His hit immediately by Borden County. They're going to say he got up to the line of scrimmage just as soon as he got the ball. There were some defenders there. So good play by Pena just getting up to the line. So 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs. 7 minutes in the third quarter and counting. Ira trailing 26-0, but so far in the third quarter, they've had 2 takeaways from the Coyotes, one on the kickoff and one on the Coyotes' lone offensive possession. Bulldogs run up to the line of scrimmage, get in the eye. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it to Pena, running on the near side. Pena breaks through the first level. It's going to be brought down right around the first down marker. See if they're going to, oh, sorry, he didn't get it quite as far as I thought. It'll end up being a 3rd and what looks like maybe 3 for the Bulldogs. Great run by Pena.
sweep to the near side. Pena able to take the ball a good 12 yards down the field. The Bulldogs face with a 3rd and 3. Gets set in the eye. There's a set handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez hit immediately and brought back. Loses about a yard on the carry just as soon as he got the handoff. The defender for the Coyotes was right there. So that'll back the Bulldogs up about a yard. Sets up a 4th and 4 for Ira. 5:35 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 26-0. Ball's going to be set at the Borden County 29-yard line. Ira runs out, calls a timeout. So after the timeout, it's going to be 4th and about 5, 4th and 4.5 for the Bulldogs. Score is 26-0 with 5:16 left in the third quarter.
McAllen Farms. McAllen Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from on the field playing from the playing fields to the classroom. S. McAllen Photography. I take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and I'm a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Ira First Church of God. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
All right, coming out of the timeout. Both teams still in. They've been given the warning by the referee to break it up, get on the field, and play some football. Borden County going to be faced with a fourth and, or Ira going to be faced with a fourth and, looks to me like 4. 5:16 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 26-0. But in the third quarter alone, the Bulldogs have forced 2 turnovers by the Coyotes. So it's going to be a big fourth down play for Ira right here. Bulldogs get set. They're going to be in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's a snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball, being pursued by 4-3 Borden County Coyotes. It's going to be tackled. The ball's out. Coyotes pick it up. They're going to be brought down. Pena scrambling around in the backfield, trying to make something happen, and was tackled. The ball came out. Borden County picked it up, ran a little bit, but then was brought down by their own teammates. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Coyotes from the Bulldogs 25-yard line. It looks like it's just really slippery and cold. And so there's been 3 fumbles so far in the third quarter, 2 by the Coyotes and 1 by the Bulldogs. Coyotes get set in the shotgun. There's a snap, pitch it to the running back running on the near side. Still on his feet, and he's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown, but there is a flag down. Probably a holding on the Coyotes. We'll see. The Coyotes are backing up, and the referees are pointing that way, but they're in their huddle still discussing it. Just waiting on the white hat to signal something. Holding on the Coyotes. And a legal hand to the face on the defense. So they're both going to offset. Repeat 1st down. So, holding it by the Coyotes. Illegal hands to the face by the defense. Reset. It's going to be a 1st and 15. For the Coyotes from the Bulldogs 25-yard line. 4:54 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 26-0. Borden County didn't set. There's a snap pitch to the running back running on the near side of the field. Still on his feet, he's going to run into the end zone for a touchdown, Coyotes.
But now the score is 32-0 with 4:46 left in the third quarter as the Coyotes get ready to kick the two-point field goal or attempt to kick the two-point field goal. They have not been consistent in this tonight. Let's see if the Bulldogs special teams can come up with a big stop here. There's a snap to hold. The kick, the ball is up. And it's barely good. So with that kick, the score will be 34-0 with 4:46 left in the third quarter. Ira trailing the Coyotes.
Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We are located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Cypress Hill Funeral Home, proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Cypress Hill Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn, all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, pizza, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily.
All right, Bulldogs team set to receive the kickoff, trailing 34-0 with 4:46 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs going to send Pena as the deep man, but the Coyotes have kicked it in all three levels of the field so far in the game tonight. With it being as cold and slippery as it is, I wouldn't be surprised for an end-over-end onside kick. But that's not what they're going to do. They're going to kick it far and deep. It's going to be caught by Jaron at the 8-yard line. Pena gets it, runs forward. He's at the 20 now. Still on his feet. Now he gets around the corner. He's at the 30. Now he's at midfield at the 40, and he's finally going to be drug out of bounds on the other side of midfield. Great return by the junior Jaron Pena. So a great return by Jaron. Got the ball with the 8, ran it all the way to the Borden County 36-yard line. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 36 of Borden County. Bulldogs getting their play in. 4:34 in the third quarter and counting. Ira gets set at the line of scrimmage. They're going to be in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena, running on the near side. Jaron's at the line of scrimmage, powers through one defender, but it's going to be brought down by another. Gains a gain of 3 yards or so on the carry. So that's going to set up a 2nd and about 12 for the Bulldogs. 4:14 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 34-0. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's a snap handoff underneath to Pena. Pena's got the ball, runs forward. Gains another 6 or 7 on the carry. So that's going to be a 3rd and about 5 or 6. 3rd and 5 or 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball set at the Borden County 27-28-yard line. 3:20 left in the third quarter and counting. Ira gets set in the eye. There's a snap, this time with the handoff to the senior 44. He's got the ball, runs all the way up. He's going to be close to a first down. We'll see where they mark it at. A little trickery by the Bulldogs there. Handed off underneath to 40, who is end lineman who came back around. They're going to mark it a yard short, so it's going to be a 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs. 2:50 left in the third quarter and counting. A big 4th down play here for Ira. Going to get this 1st down. Get the ball rolling. Get some points on the board and see if you can ride that momentum wave to get back in this ball game. Same formation. Same personnel. Hernandez under center in the eye. And the Bulldogs are going to jump offside. So that's going to back Ira up 5. So now it'll be a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs get set. You need that. Bulldogs get set under center. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena. Pena running to the near side. He's going to toss it. He's got an open Bishop. Falls incomplete. Great defensive play by Borden County, but it's going to be incomplete. And so it'll be a turnover on down. Borden County ball.
Here comes the Borden County offense. Coming out in the shotgun. 1st and 15 for Borden. There's a snap. They run a sweep on the far side. And he runs it all the way down. But it looks like there's a flag in the backfield. So we'll see what this is here in just a second. Looks like we're going to call holding against the Coyotes. So that's going to come back. So now it's going to be 1st and 20. Actually, it's going to be farther than that. 25. The Coyotes come out and shotgun once again. They pitch it to the running back in the... They bring him down what would normally be the
line of scrimmage.
Yeah, line of scrimmage. Yeah, there we go.
Not so easy now, Grayson, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
All right, Bulldogs tackle the running back. It's going to be a 2nd and 13 now for the Coyotes. Ball's going to be set at the 29-yard line. We got Keegan all set up to charge his iPad. Coyotes get set in the shotgun. Faced with a 2nd and 13. There's the snap. Pitch to the running back running right up the middle. Hit by several Bulldogs. Powers his way forward. Still on his feet. Drags a Bulldog defender enough for a first down for the Coyotes. Just a big old boy of a running back.
Those guys over at Borden County are pretty darn strong.
It looks like a father playing with his children. He is strong and fast. And the Bulldogs have done a good job of containing him tonight. They haven't been able to get into the end zone themselves and score. They've driven on the Coyotes, but about when they get to the 25-yard line, they stalled out. The defense is needing to do some stop here. Bulldogs trailing 34-0 as the Coyotes get set under center. There's a snap looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to be hit. Still on his feet, but they're going to call him down. So it's going to be a sack by Ira. Payne is at the bottom of the pile. But Campbell's in on the tackle as well. So that's going to bring the Coyotes back. Good 7-8 yards. So it'll be a... Is it 2nd or 3rd? It wasn't 1st down, was it? It was. It was 2nd down and about 21, 22. There's the snap. Pitch back to the running back who's now looking to throw the ball. Now he just takes it and runs on the sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Pena. He'll have enough for a 1st down. And that'll put zeros on the clock for the end of the 3rd quarter. So at the end of 3, Ira is trailing the Coyotes 34-0.
Snyder, iron, and metal.
Top Price is paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing fields to the classroom. S. McCowan Photography. I take game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and I'm a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. First Church of God. Our First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
All right. Coming out of the third quarter break, Ira is trailing Borden County 34-0. Coyotes are faced with a first and 15 from the 17-yard line. Get set in the I formation. There's the snap. Pitch back to the running back. Is immediately hit by several Bulldog defenders. They're on the bottom. And Campbell gains about 1 yard on the carry. So that'll set up a second and 14 for the Coyotes. It'll be a second and 14. Ball is at the 16-yard line of the Coyotes. 9:29 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 34-0. Looking to make something happen here on defense. There's the snap. Pitch back to the running back who's running on the near side, still on his feet. Hit by Pena and brought down, but not until the game is about 10, 11, 12 yards on the carry. That's going to set up a third and 5. Yeah, we'll say a third and 5. 8:48 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 34-0. But have got the Coyotes in a third down situation. Coyotes going to get in the shotgun. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it into the end zone. It's going to be deflected by Hernandez. Great play by Raiden there, who just jumped out, deflected the ball. That receiver had nobody on him, and so if it had got past Raiden, it would have been a touchdown. But instead, the sophomore deflects the pass. Now it's going to be a fourth and about 5 for the Coyotes. The Bulldog defense tonight has been able to force the Coyotes into fourth down situations and have had turnover on downs and forced turnovers. The problem has been they just haven't been able to get the offense to go down the field and score. Coyotes get set under center. There's a sent pitch to the running back running on the far side of the field. He's going to cut it up, have enough for a touchdown. So that'll put the score 40-0. Good news for the Bulldogs is that running back is a senior this year. There's a snap to the hold. The kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So now the score will be 42-0. Ira trailing Borden County. It's 8:21 left in the fourth quarter.
Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We are located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs.
All right. Bulldogs getting ready to receive the kick by the Coyotes. Coyotes going to kick from the left side of the field to the right side. Bulldogs going to send Pena as the deep man. Last time they did so, the Coyotes kicked it to Pena, and Jaron ran it. Great return back for the Bulldogs all the way to the Coyotes 30-yard line. So we'll see. They kicked it all over the field. They don't kick it to just one spot. It's going to be an end-over-end onside kick picked up by Bishop. Right, Bishop falls forward and gets it at the Bulldog 36-yard line. So another decent field position start for Ira. 8:19 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trailing 42-0. Looking to make something happen here on offense. Again, the Bulldogs have been able to drive down the field, but they just either fumbled it away or stalled out once they get right around the 25-yard line. See what the Bulldogs can drum up here. Ira gets set in the I formation. There's a set pitchback. It's Juarez, who's the deep man. He gets the ball, runs forward about 5-6 yards for the carry. So that'll set up a second and about 10 for the Bulldogs. Maybe 11. Ball set right at the 40-yard line. The nose of the ball is on it. It's about pointing towards the Bulldogs. That was the same I formation the Bulldogs have been running, but instead of Jaron being the deep man, Dimitri was. See what the Bulldogs come out here. Yep, it's going to be Hernandez, Pena, then Juarez. Juarez the deep man. And the Bulldogs are going to jump off side. So that'll back the Bulldogs up 5. Now it'll be a 2nd and 16. Bulldogs in the huddle, changing the play up a little bit. Second and 16 forward. Bulldogs get set in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Hand off to Pena running on the near side. Pena bounces out. Tried to bounce out, but was tackled before he get up to the line of scrimmage, so he loses about a yard or two on the carry. It's going to be a 3rd and about 17-18 yards. 6:57 left in the fourth and counting. Bulldogs trailing 42-0. Ira gets set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Campbell, then Juarez. There's the snap. Juarez gets the ball. The deep man powers his way forward. Gain about a yard or two. So it's going to be a 4th and 16 for the Bulldogs. And I believe that play was run by all seniors and Raiden. Now Coach Goodwin going to sub in some packages. 4th and 16, 6:09 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trailing 42-0 and faced with a long fourth down. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap pitch back to Pena. Pena scrambling around the backfield looking to make something happen. He's going to be brought down, sacked for a loss. So turnover on downs by the Bulldogs after the sack. The Coyotes are going to get the ball with good field position. They're going to take over at the Bulldog 25-yard line. 5:53 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trailing 42-0. So what that means is the Bulldogs have to get a defensive stop here or it will be game. Coyotes get up to the line of scrimmage. under center. There's a snap pitch to the running back running on the near side. It's hit by Campbell. It's going to be brought down by Juarez. Doesn't gain anything, maybe 1 yard on the carry. It'll set up a second and 15.
Here comes the Coyotes up to the line. Second down and 15. I think we're going to be in, it looks like a J-bar formation here. Pass it to the J-back, and he's met at the line. A whole bunch of the Bulldogs ran on that one. No gain on the play, but still third and 15 here. 5:05 and counting left in the fourth. Kyle for calling in the play. Here they come up to the line. And they're going to call a timeout. So with 4:39 left in the fourth quarter, Borden County leads Ira 42-0.
Broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Sponsors include Pizza Inn and Any Day Buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleanup available and roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at the Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit FBCIra.com for more information. Visit Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
And we're back. Third and 15, Borden looks like they're going to be in I formation here. They're going to drop back. Quarterback draws out through a pass. He runs around trying to hit the Iowa defenders. And he's met down in the backfield by Dwayne Campbell.
Oh, Campbell has the ball.
Looks like he was a loss of probably 15.
This is going to be a fourth and Grady for the Borden County Coyotes.
Borden switching the personnel here. Looks like they're taking a little bit longer to call in the play, trying to run the clock out just a little bit. And it looks like Borden's going to take another timeout.
With that timeout, it's going to be 42-0 with 3:45 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trying to extend the season here a little bit. I want to say thanks to all the sponsors who supported these broadcasts throughout the season. McCowan Farms, S. McCowan Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell, Seifert & Steele Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. Thank you for supporting these broadcasts throughout the year. Again, 42-0, 3:45 left in the fourth. Bulldogs have forced the Coyotes into a fourth and Grady, fourth and around 35. Get it, Grayson. You know the formations. I don't know them.
No.
Here comes Borden out of the huddle. Looks like they're going to be in a... Looks kind of like a high formation. In most... Looks like they're going to call a false start because the quarterback did not give the sign for the fullback to motion. So Borden back, looks like they're actually in Jaybird formation here. They're going to pitch it to the deep back. He's going to throw it back to the quarterback, but it's just a little bit over his head. So that's going to turn the ball over on down. So the Bulldogs get the ball in their own territory at the 39-yard line. With 3:38 left in the fourth.
Great job by the Bulldogs there. Again, they gave up field position. What looked like was going to be the end of the game. Borden had been on offense running down the field against the dominant dog defense. But the Bulldogs said, not right now, not yet, and delayed it a little bit. And so now the Bulldogs can take over on offense with 3:38 left in the fourth, trailing 42-0.
Here comes Ira out of the huddle. Looks like they're going with the senior special here, I formation. Dimitri in the backfield. Looks like they're just going to run a sweep. Dimitri gets away. He's running down the sideline. It looks like he's going to step out at the 25-yard line in Borden County territory.
Great run by the senior Juarez. Just a sweep to the near side. When Grayson says senior special, it means all the seniors are in, plus Hernandez. There's only five seniors for the Bulldogs, so... great run by Warren there. Fresh set of downs. It'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from there, from the Borden 25.
Ivor comes back out in the I formation. Looks like they're going to bobble the snap. Warren is running on the far side. Looks like he gets absolutely clobbered for a gain about 5 or 6. Brings up second down with 3:16 left.
Bubble snap there. Reagan picked it up. Did a great job of catching it back to Dimitri. Dimitri got the ball after he bobbled it a little bit, and then we all end up with a gain of about 5 yards. So all's well that ends well. Bulldogs can face it. A second and 10 from the Borden 20.
Looks like they're going to run senior special once again. Looks like Warriors is going to be met in the backfield, and he throws it to the Borden County defender. And he's going to run it all the way down for a Borden County touchdown. And this one is over, folks.
Just a senior trying to make something happen, and an inadvertent interception. Looking to see if there's a flag. I don't see any. And so they're going to call that a touchdown for Borden County, which puts the score 48-0 with 2:37 left in the fourth, and that's where this game will end. So, the Bulldog season, unfortunately, is going to come to an end for football this year. A great season for Ira, led by 5 strong seniors who literally wrecked everything on the field. Proud of the boys, and now it's time to turn to basketball and the other sports. So, enjoyed having Grayson with me today. He knew more about football than I do. We'll be with you in the future. We'll see you at the basketball court for sure, on the baseball field, and all around. So we'll sign off one last time this year. I'm Ben Moore.
I'm Grayson Barty.